is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Randy wrote to us and said, my buddy Lee and I work for a printing company. We print stationery, wedding invitations, mm-hmm. posters, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think you can call him with one of your phone taps? I'd love to get him back for some of the pranks he's played on me over the years.
Oh, redemption time!
Revenge!
Yeah, so when Lee gets the phone call from Tony Hassenpepper asking a weird and awkward request involving the wedding invitations, yeah, things get awkward for Lee. It's your phone tap here on 99.7 DJX.
Printing, this is Lee.
Hey, Lee, is it? Hey, it's Tony Hassenpepper. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How can I help you?
So, you guys print wedding invitations and save the date cards and stuff like that, right?
We sure do. Do you have a wedding coming up?
Yeah, in about 2 months. But here's the deal.
Okay.
My fiancé came up with a list of 100 people to invite.
All right.
But here's the thing. I can't really afford a 100-person wedding. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people I didn't even know, you know, old friends of hers and relatives I haven't even met, you know?
I'm still not clear on what you're saying here.
So listen, I need to reduce this guest list to something I can afford. You know, there's some people on my fiance's side that I didn't really want it there anyway. So I'm going to start cutting from her side of the list.
And she'll be okay with that?
Lee, listen. She's not going to know about this. I need you to work with me on this, okay?
I don't know.
Look, I don't want to upset my fiance, right? And I know you wouldn't want to upset her either.
I guess not.
So here's the thing. I'm going to email you a list of the 50 people I want to get the invitation to be on the list, all right?
Okay.
And then I'll send you a separate list of the 50 people I don't want at the wedding. Those people will get an invitation too. But listen, it'll have a different date on it. It'll be a week later.
Oh, my God!
Are you kidding?
No. Then on our actual wedding day, yeah, there would be some people missing. But my fiancé will be occupied. She'll just think that they didn't come, right?
And what happens a week later? Like, when the other people show up because they got a different date?
Listen, we'll be on our honeymoon, so who cares?
Oh, my
It'll
God.
Mostly be her dumb out-of-town friends and relatives anyway.
Wait. So you're going to have people travel from out of town for this wedding, and you're giving them the wrong date?
Genius. Am I right?
Well, what happens when your fiance finds out?
Listen, that's where you come in. I just tell her there must have been a mistake at the printers.
So you want me to take the blame for messing up her invitations and essentially wrecking her wedding?
Listen, don't worry about it. You print the two sets of invitations with the two different wedding dates, and I'll make it worth your while. I'll throw in an extra $50 for you.
No. I'm not going to print invitations with the wrong date on them. This is a crazy idea.
All right, $60, but that's my final offer.
No. Are you kidding? Your girlfriend's going to be so mad if she finds out about this.
Now, how would she find out about this? You wouldn't tell on me, would you? Or maybe you think she's listening to this on the radio.
On the radio? What?
Yeah. Hey, Lee. Hi. It's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX. It's a little phone tap.
Oh. You guys kidding me? Wow. That's
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought you were serious.
No, Lee. Come on. The voice couldn't be serious with that. Randy actually sent us the email and put us up to it.
Oh, Randy, huh? Okay. That was a good one.
Okay.
Oh, Randy.
I tell you what. You do what I ask and no one gets hurt, okay?
An extra $50.
I'll give you an extra $50.
Just pretend you're really bad at your job.
Yeah. That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.